Well, good morning. This morning I want to talk a little bit about living purposefully, but first let's start with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much that we can gather here with fellow believers. I pray that our service would be honor and glorifying to you. And I pray that you would guide us as we all seek to live purposeful lives. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. If we turn to Ephesians 2, starting in verse 1 and going through verse 10. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live, when you followed the ways of this world, and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following the desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions and sins. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Life can be sort of confusing sometimes, and it's not always clear as to what direction God wants us to go. But God has a plan and a purpose that he beforehand ordained for each one of us, and I think we need to live with that in mind, trusting God to lead us, and he will open and close doors according to his will. One thing that I think can stop us from fulfilling our purpose is the illusion that our lives are insignificant or that we don't have that much impact on the people around us. But 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10 say, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are a people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." Our lives are very significant in God's eyes, and how we live our lives will make a difference on the people around us. And in closing, in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20. "Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, and with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. And with this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should." May we put on the full armor of God so that we can stand against the evil one and best fulfill his purpose in our lives.